Geek Radio Daily for the halfway point of your week.
And the month.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's the Ides of September?
Yes, it is.
That's crazy. Welcome. Welcome to Geek Radio Daily. It's all the geek without the weight, and I've already lost my mind because now I'm looking over my shoulder for people that might stab me. Which could happen since I am here with the Bruce.
I'm pure evil.
But I'm not going to let you get me. I'm going to keep fighting, damn it. It's what I do. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Et tu, Brutus?
Or Brute. Brutus beat up Popeye before he got spinach. Wednesday's the day we look inside the long box and check out your comics that are coming out. Your geekified news is on the way. But you know, this day, 1492, Christopher Columbus saw a meteor fall into a sea.
Ah!
Boom. 1830, the first person to be run over by a railroad train was William Huskisson of England.
Congratulations for that noble honor.
Well, somebody had to be it. 1853, Antoinette Brown of New York became America's first female minister. 1928, Alexander Fleming reported discovering a bacteria-killing compound called penicillin.
Hey!
We also know it as mold. 1935, Adolf Hitler introduced new legislation stripping all German Jews of citizenship and political rights and officially adopted the swastika as the new national symbol. Because when you make a change, by God, you make a big change.
Huge changes.
1965, Green Acres premiered on CBS, which I don't know if you know, this is the first TV show to have the stars of the show sing the theme song.
How about that?
1968, Richard Nixon appeared on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In saying, Sock it to me. 1979, ABBA started its first North American tour.
Oh, God, I can't get them out of my head since.
Mamma mia, mamma. 1997, Google.com was registered as a domain name.
Wow.
Birthdays?
Let's say with the most important birthday that we have of this day, it's Anna.
Anna's birthday,
Anna!
Yeah. And it's Naomi's birthday as well. Happy birthday to the both of you. Anna, do the birthday dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amy Davidson is 31. That's Carrie on Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, which was a fun show.
Well, yeah, it was. Until,
yeah.
Let's see. Prince Harry, the younger son of Princess Diana. Yeah, it's
sure.
26 years old.
Josh Charles is 39. Dan Rydell on Sports Night. Will on The Good Wife.
Speaking of sports, Mr. Dan Marino is 49 years old today.
Oliver Stone is 64. I mean, he directed Platoon, JFK, Natural Born Killers, all kinds, and The Hand with Michael Caine.
Also, Tommy Lee Jones is 64 today as well. Men in Black. Oh, geez.
Tons of stuff.
Fugitive.
U.S. Marshals.
Fugitive, yeah.
I was trying to think of the movie, which he was the cop in the house with the cheerleaders.
I can't think of that one either.
Henry Darrow is 77. Don Alejandro de la Vega on Zorro.
Zorro.
Jackie Cooper's 88, Perry White in the 1978 Superman movie. He was one of the little rascals when he was a kid.
Yeah. Wow. I got nobody else that's alive.
No, but Wendy Jo Sperber's birthday would have been today, 1958. She was Linda on Back to the Future. She was in Moving Violations. She was in Bosom Buddies.
All right. Merlin Olsen, 1940. Little House on the Prairie, NFL sports, you know, caster, stuff like that.
Nipsey Russell, born in 1918,
yes.
Comedian, the poet laureate of television.
Yes, The Wiz, oh my God. Faye Ray was born in 1907, Miss King Kong.
Penny Singleton, born in 1908, played Blondie in the movies based on the comic strip of Blondie.
I remember those.
And of course, Agatha Christie, born in 1890, who wrote many, many, many fantastic mystery novels and got to hang out at least one time with the Doctor.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Yeah.
All right, TV pages. You have CBS starting off with Survivor Nicaragua. This is the premiere. This is with Jimmy Johnson.
I don't understand that.
He just wanted to be on the show.
Sure.
He actually says, I'm not going to win it. I don't care. Also got the Big Brother finale tonight.
Fox over on MasterChef will be announcing a winner, so that's wrapping up tonight, making room for new episodes.
Hey, let's continue the theme. Over there on NBC, you have America's Got Talent, where the winner is announced, and then the pilot for Outlaw.
Okay, fine. On Bravo and Top Chef DC, the winner is announced tonight.
Let's see if I can find anything else. No.
Damn. Ha, ha, ha. Right, I win.
All right, ABC, you have The Middle, Twice, Modern Family, Cougar Town, and Castle. They're all repeats.
Tonight on the CW on Hellcats, Savannah's sister is injured. No.
No. Oh, wait. Spike Television, you have the new Ultimate Fight Night Live, and then the new season of The Ultimate Fighter with George St. Pierre and Josh Koscheck starts tonight.
Tonight on FX, it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, followed by a new episode of that show, Terriers, with Donnell Logue, who's always a fun guy to watch.
He is funny. Unfortunately, Oxygen has Catwoman tonight.
Wow. FMC is going to make up for it by showing you Hot Shots.
And then Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, oh, come on.
The Science Channel. You have sci-fi science with two episodes, one called A New Solar System, the other one called Galactic Colonization.
History Channel. Tonight on Chasing Mummies, the crew finds five intact burials. Good for them. That sounds exciting. Damned exciting.
ID Channel. Investigation, yeah. Discovery.
Sure.
Yeah. Who the bleep did I marry?
I'm not telling you. If you're watching anything, it's going to be on the Chiller Network, because after declaring his love to his girlfriend, a teenager dies and comes back to life as a flesh-craving zombie. Tonight, Samantha Mumba and David Leon star in Boy Eats Girl.
You got mail.
Oh, Corey.
That's the greatest. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Hello, my geeps. So Sam isn't the Mana anymore?
Nope.
Does that make him Sam the Philly? Just saying, this has been, as always, surreal. Just gets right to the heart of the matter.
Yeah.
So Sam was looking for a new nickname. So Sam, there you go. I think you're Sam the Philly. Hold the peppers. Loved the Space 1999 reference for September 13th. I'm a day behind on listening to podcasts. As you can tell from my email address, I'm a Space 1999 fan. I would tell you the email address, Bruce, but you wouldn't get it.
Okay.
In mid-1999, I sent an email to the, at the time, Sci-Fi Channel. They should have a Space 1999 marathon on September 13th, 1999, which is breakaway date.
All right.
6 months after I sent the email, I got a reply. They basically said they don't sell that. WTF. I guess they thought I was trying to buy VHS tapes of the series. Guess some people are not fans, so till John Koenig sends a message back from the deep space, make mine GRD. Aw, thank you. Well, yes, we celebrate all kinds of crazy days around here. It's just the kind of thing we do, bringing you...
Yes.
All the geek without the weight.
Yeah, see,
tied it all around.
Good
if you'd
there.
Like to drop a note and not listen to us just pontificate and plug our damn selves, drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinster, Salt at geekradiodaily.com. Too late. And Wednesday's a peek inside the long box. Your geekified news coming up on the Ides of September, GRD.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
These two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
hppodcraft.com.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at Dragon Con, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on.
Geek Radio Daily for September 15, 2010. Halfway point of your week. It's all the geek without the weight. And Ben Browder says we need to rock, so by God, we should rock.
Rock on, indeed.
Our way to the comic book shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14. That's a very serious book, man.
Tons of series books available today. Some funny ones, too.
Yeah, let's start off with Boom Studios. You have 28 Days Later. You have CBGB, number 3 of 4.
CBGB.
Cold Space, number 1, is starting today. Farscape, number 11. Incredibles, number 8. And The Muppet Sherlock Holmes, 1 of 4.
Elementary. Dark Horse has a couple of dollar comics, one for $1, Serenity, Those Left Behind, Umbrella Apocalypse Suite number 1 for $1, Aliens vs. Predator 3 World War wraps up today, 6 of 6 is out.
All right, from DC Comics, Ezreal number 12, Batman Beyond 4 of 6.
Ooh, that's a good series.
Brightest Day number 10.
That's
Birds
a good series.
Birds of Prey number 5, that's the Brightest Day tie-in as well.
Isn't everything?
Yes, it is. Well, nowadays. DV8, Gods and Monsters number 6 of 8, God of War 6 of 4. Let's see what else we have today. We have Ides of Blood, 2 of 6. Justice Society of America special number 1 is out today. Red, they have the Frank, Joe, Marvin, and Victoria specials. They're all one-shots for the Red movie
tie-in.
Tie-in
with the movie, yeah.
Yeah, Tiny Titans number 32 and Unwritten number 17.
And X-Files 30 Days of Night number 3 of 6. IDW Publishing has 5 Days to Die number 3 of 5. Jurassic Park Redemption number 3. Mystery Society 3 of 5 is almost done. And True Blood number 3 might burn your face off or snap your neck. You never can tell. Never can tell.
You did IDW, right?
Okay. I did.
Okay, Image Comics. Let's see. Hack Slash, my first Maniac, 4 of 4, is ending today.
No.
Morning Glories, number 2. I'm not sure about that one. And whatever happened to Baron Von Shock, number 3?
I've been asking that question for years. Marvel Comics, Avengers and the Infinity Gauntlet, 2 of 4. See, more Infinity Gauntlet stuff.
You're hearing it.
Comic-Con, I'm telling you, Avengers are facing down the Infinity Gauntlet. Captain America Patriot, number 1 of 4, is out. Deadpool, number 27. Halo, Fall of Reach, Boot Camp, number 1 of 4. So get the prequel to the prequel.
Yeah.
Prequel? Okay.
Pre-prequel.
Marvel Universe versus the Punisher wraps up today. 4 of 4 is out. Rawhide Kid wraps up with 4 of 4. Steve Rogers, Super Soldier, almost done, number 3 of 4. Thor, First Thunder, number 1 of 5. X-23, number 1, kicks off today as well. But you know, if I'm going to buy any damn thing today, it's going to be from Marion Street Press, because I absolutely have to have zombie code keys to unlocking your undead destiny. Hell yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Wow.
Film at 11.
You look at me weird.
Geek News!
And say things weird. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Changing it up.
So all you StarCraft 2 players. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blizzard's getting ready to put the smack down on all those damn cheaters.
Uh-oh.
Blizzard's always been pretty serious about keeping cheaters away from stuff.
Yeah.
So they want people to play StarCraft 2 legitimately. That means playing an unaltered game. Unaltered. Doing otherwise violates our policies for Battle.net, and it goes against the spirit of fair play that all of our games are based on. We strongly recommend that you avoid using any hacks, cheats, or exploits. Suspensions and bans of players are starting. So, you know, I believe the last time they went through and did something like that, they chopped out 350,000 people for cheating, so.
Wow, that sounds about right.
They're dead serious.
Yeah.
So stop your cheating. Stop it. Don't be a cheater. Bad Sparky.
Actress Tali Koloko is placed Benny on The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Well, she broke her leg last weekend.
What?
She fell off a horse. And she's currently recovering at a Los Angeles hospital.
You don't ride a horse at the Cheesecake Factory.
No, you don't. Well, the actors will not be able to participate in this week's recording of the hit CBS series. Producers say they will work around her for the absence of this episode. It's going to be one of those, he's going to knock on the door and nobody's going to answer. there's also some question whether she'll be able to come back for the next episode.
Oh, God.
Yes, she really jacked her leg up. It's pretty bad. So she's going to be written around until she can return back to work, whenever that is. Maybe they'll find another actress to play her role while she's gone.
No.
That's not a soap opera? Won't do that?
No. Oh, okay. That would be bad. So BP PSC, it's a star located in the constellation Pisces. It's weird because it's got a massive orbiting disk of dust and gas that looks like it's in the first stage of birth of new planets. It also has massive jets of gas shooting out of both of its poles, shut up, which is the byproduct of a planet formation, which makes it look like it's old, it's young. What the hell is it? Well, science has been trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and they figured it out. These giant stars' companions have fallen inside and spun them up. We've never actually caught one in the act. I think BP-PSE is an example of such an interaction. Our working speculation is that we are observing the star right at the point in which it has swallowed its companion star and hence formed a disk. Some of the material that used to be its companion has fallen onto the star, and some has been shot out at high speeds, and that's what we're seeing. So an old star consumed a young star for its power. They're eating each other.
It's Galactus the sun.
It's star zombies.
Star zombies. We'll go with that one. Star zombies is even better. All right, let's see. Rumor for the day. Actor John Hamm is critically acclaimed. You know, he's got Emmy nominations. He's played Don Draper on Mad Men.
And Lex Luthor.
Well,
in a Funny or Die special.
Okay. Well, he's going to be playing somebody very, very close to Lex Luthor very, very soon.
Lois Lane?
Yes!
Okay.
No. Superman.
No way.
He is in the running. He is the front runner right now for the proposed Superman reboot.
Really?
Yes.
For the reboot?
Yes.
Isn't he 39?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Which means he's going to be older than Ralph and Reeve when they stepped into the role. However, if you don't do an origin story, we've got the point. We know how he got to the planet.
True, but they're talking about rebooting it. I mean, I don't know.
We just do a slightly older. Well, not even older. It's just, you know, it won't be a brand new story. It won't be his first story coming to the Daily Planet. That's just fine. Hamm is talking about, you know, he's been wanting to do the role. It's going to be a little bit tricky, but yeah, he can do it.
Okay. We have Brandon Routh still, you know. We still have Brandon Routh. Thank you. So I liked what he did. So if you're in London, get ready.
All right.
Because Wonder Bra is unveiling its first 3D billboard.
Okay, first you should see Billy Flynn's hands when he was doing this. He just had two cups in his hands.
I'm holding my hands up because I'm just stunned by this. Passersby will need special glasses to fully appreciate. Because now you're going to wear 3D glasses while you drive. To fully appreciate the Wonder Bra poster featuring Brazilian beauty Sabrine Brando. Bonato, whatever her name is. Yeah. The ad, which is to be unveiled near central London's Waterloo Station, is more than 6 meters wide. It advertises Wonder Bra's full effect bra, which appears to make breasts two sizes bigger.
They're coming right at me.
I just, what the hell else could you possibly say? But yeah, they're coming right for us. Geek Radio Daily, wow.
And thank you.
We're licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. You stop by the Facebook page and like that, because you'll hear about when shows come out, news we don't talk about here. And we might actually mention to people that tonight there'll be a Sweekly again.
There might be.
Two in a row?
Wow.
2 weeks? Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstones, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Soft kitty to me.
Soft kitty is for when you're sick. You're not sick.
Injured and drugged is a kind of sick.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Wait. Let's sing it as a round. I'll start. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. So that's where you come in. I'll start over. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. I've got all night, Sheldon. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty.